So we're on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we're up to Mesve. Which is two lines up before the bottom of Mem Amud Aleph. Now let's just review the last conclusion that we came to, and that is that even the Chachamim, like Rabbi Dosa, agree that on Rosh Hashanah we have to make mention in our prayers of Rosh Chodesh. And that means we're going to have to recite in our tefillos not only Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, but Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. The only reason the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Dosa is because they didn't accept the concept of Tnai, that in his tefillos, when he mentions Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, he says, Im Hayom Rosh Chodesh, Im Lemachar Rosh Chodesh, Im Hayom Rosh Chodesh, Im Emesh Rosh Chodesh, all that Tanai has to be omitted. And the reason why the Chachamim dissent, why they disagree and they don't allow this Tanai, is because Asil Zilzulebe, you know, we don't want to inject into the mentality of the people that today is a suffix, whether it's Rosh Hashanah or not Rosh Hashanah. And now the Gemara is going to quote a brisa that's going to prove that everybody, and we're going to see both Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, both of them omit a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Now the subject of this brisa is to calculate how many brachos there are in the Shmon Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. So let's talk about Musaf. In the case of Musaf, we got the first three brachos, the Birchas HaShevach. We have the last three brachos, Birchas Hodoyah. And then we have a bracha called Kedushas Hayom. So right now we're holding at the classic number of brachos for any day that's sanctified, and that is seven. But we have to add another three for the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. That's Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofar. So that should jack up the number to 10. Now the Mishnah at the end of Rosh Hashanah records a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. And according to Rabbi Akiva, we're going to integrate one of the three, meaning one of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, into the Kedushas Hayom. And we're going to reduce the number down to 9. Right? We had 3, 3, and 2. We have 3, 3, 1 in the middle, and then an additional 3. We're going to take one of those additional 3. Let's say in the case of Rabbi Akiva, we take Malchios, and we're going to integrate it into the Kedusha Sayom. So the Kedusha Sayom will have both Malchios and the Kedusha Sayo. So we'll say Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Al Kol Ha'aretz Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. So once we mention Melech Al Kol Ha'aretz, after reciting the whole, you know, the 10 verses of Malchios, and in the Chasimus Abroch we say Melech Al Kol Ha'olam, then we have recited our bracha for Malchios. All right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri has a more complicated shita. He wants to take Malchios and integrate it into the Kedushas Hashem, which means instead of just saying Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, we're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem Melech HaKol HaOlam HaMelech HaKadosh, whatever. But the bottom line is that we want to get to that magic number, which is not 10, but rather 9. Okay then? So again, we would have assumed that it's 7 plus 3, 10, but we're going to take one of those three and integrate it into the fabric of one of the other brachos. Okay. So let's begin now this brayse. Rosh Hashanah Shechalios b'Shabbos. Now we have a different discussion. And let's assume that everybody agrees, which is Rabbi Akiva, and even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, just in a slightly different way, that the magic number is 9. That's in a case where Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday and a Tuesday, let's say. But what happens if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos? Now it becomes really tricky, because we need a bracha for the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. On the other hand, we want to maintain that standard uniform number of 9, because we said that 9 is the magic number. But Beit Shammai say that Mispal Eser, in this case, we have to set up an exception. So we're going to have 10 brachos. Let's just go through the 10. We're going to have the Shalosh Rishon and Shalosh Achronos. And that gives you 6. And we're going to have another 4 brachos in the middle of the Amida. We're going to need a bracha for Shabbos. We're going to need a bracha for Kedushas Hayom. We're going to integrate Malchios into Kedushas Hayom. Let's say we accept Rabbi Akiva. And then we have Zichronos and Shofros. So because we added a bracha for Shabbos, we jacked up the number from 9 to 10, and Beit Shammai is not in the spoil. That's what he thinks we have to do. Beisil Omrim Mispalel Teisha. He's not going to accept a bracha for Shabbos as an additional bracha. He again wants to maintain the magic number of 9. So he's not going to separate the bracha for Rosh Hashanah, for Yom HaZikaron, from the bracha for Shabbos. And therefore, he's going to integrate the bracha of Shabbos into the very fabric of the bracha of Yom HaZikaron as one bracha. And he's going to have Malchios in that bracha as well. So that the Kedushas Hayom, which on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah includes Malchios, so that Kedushas Hayom now has 3 different elements to it. So it's Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Al Kol Haaretz, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yom HaZikaron. That's going to be the Shita of Beis Hillel. And by incorporating those three motifs into one bracha, he now has maintained that number 9. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, I think, discusses why 9 is such a secret number, what it symbolizes, but that's not for us. Fine. The Isa, according to everything we've said until now, we should really have to add another bracha, which would jack up the number from Beis Hillel's perspective from 9 to 10, and from Beit Shammai's perspective from 10 to 11. And that's because every Rosh Hashanah, by definition, is also Rosh Chodesh. And you've just finished establishing that there was never a machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim about a bracha for Shabbos. Again, to summarize what we said yesterday, there are 2 kedushos. Even though Rosh Chodesh is called Yom HaZikaron in the parash of Chatzotros, but nevertheless, and Rosh Hashanah likewise is called Yom HaZikaron. Nevertheless, they're 2 separate kedushos, and each one requires its own hazkar and tefillah. Now, it could be that the Gemara is not so bothered by Beis Hillel. I'll tell you why. Beis Hillel has this concept of a multifaceted kedushas hayom. So, Enochinami, in the body of the bracha, he's going to have to mention Rosh Chodesh and thank Hashem for the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh as a separate entity. But as far as the Chasim is concerned, on Rosh Hashanah, it could be that the Chasim of Yom HaZikaron might cover it all. Right? So you'll say Hachlitzeni, Shemekene B'Yom Rosh HaChodesh Ezeh, B'Yom HaZikaron Ezeh, etc., etc. And it could be in the Chasima, I mean, because again, Beis Hillel was willing to integrate into that Chasima not only Kedushas Rosh Hashanah, but also Kedusha Shabbos, when there was an overlap. And therefore, in that chasima, he will integrate Rosh Chodesh. Again, you could always raise the question, and the Mefarshim are going to battle this out, as to whether or not in the chasima he will mention Rosh Chodesh. Or it's just enough that he says Yom HaZikaron. But in the body, in the Guf HaBracha, he can fulfill that obligation of B'chol Yom Tein Lo Mein B'chosa vis-a-vis Rosh Chodesh by saying HaChlitzeni Na, with or without the Tanai, depending upon Basil, by Rabbi Dosan Chacham. But according to Beit Shammai, who, when there's an overlap of Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, require a separate bracha with a separate chasima for Shabbos, jacking up the number from 9 to 10, then every single Rosh Hashanah, insofar as it has a Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, which generates a chiyuv, according to everybody, even the Chacham Rabbi Dosa, of integrating it into a tefillah, we should require a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Baruch Ata Hashem Kadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. And that will hence jack up the number to 11. So you may say, well, this price is not talking about a case of Rosh Chodesh, but the answer is every Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. So that in calculating the number of brachos in the Tfilas Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, there should have been an additional bracha for Rosh Chodesh. And hence, Beis Shammai's number would be jacked up to 11. So we can really have 3, 3, and 5. How do we get 3, 3, and 5? Why 5? Well, if it's Shabbos, we need a bracha for Shabbos. It's Rosh Hashanah, we need a bracha for Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Chodesh, we need a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Then we have to add Zichronos and Shofros. Again, the Malchios we integrated with the words Melech al kol ha'aretz. So we now have 5 brachos in the body, if you can, the kishkis of the tefillah, the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, in the case where it overlaps with Shabbos. And yet, Beit Shammai calculate 10 brachos, which means that there are only 4 brachos in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. How could that be? Beit Shammai, achasas remi boile. It's interesting that the Gemara doesn't mention a word about Beis Hillel. Again, the Gemara is assuming that even Beis Hillel is going to have a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. It's going to have to be that way. It may not change the numbers. You follow my point here, because it's very unusual for the Gemara to quote a machlokas Beis Hillel Beit Shammai as a kasha when the kasha is predicated on Beit Shammai. That's unusual. But I think the point that we want to emphasize here is that the kasha is not really from Beit Shammai. It's both Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. It could be that in terms of calculating the numbers, Beis Hillel has an option of integrating many multiple motifs into one bracha, multiple kedushos into one bracha, as he did with Shabbos and Yom HaZikaron, and he can throw in Rosh Chodesh to boot, so that it's not going to express itself in the actual number as we calculate the number of brachos. It only expresses itself in Beit Shammai, but both Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai seem to agree that Rosh Chodesh is not really on the Richter scale. It's not on the radar screen. And that's against the Maskana of Agamara. And we proved this, if you remember yesterday, from the fact that the Machlokes between Rabbi Dos and Chachomim reappears in a Braisa, referring to any Rosh Hashanah, Lav Dafka Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. What I meant to say is, we proved from a braisa that every Rosh Chodesh, not only Rosh Hashanah, meaning not only Tishrei, but any month, we have the same machlokes between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim. It couldn't be that machlokes is about Tanai. It couldn't be that machlokes is about Zilzul b'malacha, and that's where the Rabbanan were disagreeing, because there's no Zilzul b'malacha on Rosh Chodesh, there's no Issa malacha. So from the fact that we had this Braisa that recorded the Machlokas between Rabbi Dos and Chacham regarding any Rosh Chodesh, it meant that they're only arguing about Tanai, and the Chachamim lo hodu lo because they cannot tolerate Tanai, has nothing to do with zilzul in Melachas Shabbos, Melachas Yom Tov. Amar Rabbi Zera. So now we're turning to Daf Mem Amud Beis. It's possible that you must mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And we're not going to apply any sort of principle of Zikaron Echad Olu Lekan Ulekan, as if it was one, we merge both Yom HaZikarons into one colossal, one global Yom HaZikaron. No. We need to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah in our davening as a separate Azkar. And to the same extent that in the overlap of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, Beit Shammai say we need a bracha for Shabbos, and Beit Shammai in that case is going to have a separate bracha that is going to terminate with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, is so too we need a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. It's not enough that you mention Yom HaZikaron. But Shiny Rosh Chodesh, Mitoch Shekolel, L'Shachris V'Arvis, Kolel Nami, B'Musafim. So that even though Beit Shammai do not accept the principle of Kolel, they're anti-Kolel, don't take me wrong about that, but meaning they are of the opinion that you don't just integrate Shabbos together with Rosh Hashanah, but rather Shabbos demands its own bracha. That's going to be true because there's no exception to the rule, and we'll explain as we go along. But in the case of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, there's going to be an exception to the rule. And we're going to have a precedent for Kolel. What's the precedent for Kolel? So let's take the following three tefillos. We have Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha. We're going to leave out Musaf. And in all those three tefillos, Shabbos is not going to get a bracha unto itself. But rather, we're going to integrate Shabbos together with Yom HaZikaron. So for example, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Mincha, any of those examples, the magic number will be 7. The Shmoneh Esrei will be made up of 3, Rishonis 3, Hodoya at the end, and 1 Kedushas Hayom. And in that Kedushas Hayom, we're going to integrate everything. We're going to have Rosh Chodesh, and we're going to have Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to have Shabbos if it's a Shabbos. And there will not be a separate bracha for Shabbos. No one would propose that in those tefillos that we mentioned, there would be 8 brachos, even though Shabbos demands its own, but rather we're going to apply the principle of Kolel, and we're going to integrate the mention of Shabbos into the fabric of the bracha of Kedushas Hayom without adding a separate bracha. Is therefore Kolel Nami B'Musafin. Therefore, in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we're going to conclude the bracha by saying Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron V'Roshei Chadashim, and in the Siyum HaBracha of Shabbos. Now at this point we have to figure out whether the Gemara is going according to Beis Hillel Beit Shammai. That's going to be the next piece of Gemara. Umi Islahu LeBeit Shammai Kolel. But right now, the Gemara is sort of, if you pardon the phrase, naively assuming that Beis Shammai accepted the principle of Kolel, which means that in the Siyum HaBracha, we're going to mention Yom HaZikaron, we're going to mention Rosh Chodesh, and we're going to mention Shabbos. So that the bracha will the chesivas habracha will be makadish haShabbos Yisrael v'roshei chadoshim v'yom hazikar. Now, you might ask the following question: Let's say you have Rosh Chodesh on a weekday. So there, you don't have the possibility of kolel. You have 19 brachos. Where are you going to mention Rosh Chodesh? Because now we're saying that Rosh Hashanah, insofar as it's Rosh Chodesh, requires its own bracha. We can integrate that bracha into the bracha of Kedusha Sayom. But in the case of Chol, if Rosh Chodesh is on a weekday, like, for example, tomorrow, right? So we'll have Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh really requires its own bracha, then where are you going to integrate that bracha? So let's assume we're going to have to add a little piece to this Gemara over here, and that is that Yalav Yovo itself is integrated into the Birchas Avoda for Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so that point we'll come back to if we can. So again, let's try to see if we can understand Rabbi Zeir. We'll take it from the top. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Shiny Rosh Chodesh, Mitoch Shekolel L'Shachris V'Arvis, is therefore Kol Nami B'Musaf. So what does this mean? He says that Rosh Chodesh is different, Shiny Rosh Chodesh, because with regard to Rosh Chodesh, we have a principle called Kolel. Now, let's talk about Kolel in the negative sense. Kolel in the negative sense means we don't have a separate bracha. Kolel means it's already integrated into one of the other brachos, and it doesn't get its own bracha. So we're talking about, let's say, one second. So again, we want to understand where is Rosh Chodesh mentioned on Rosh Hashanah. And Beit Shammai do not require a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And the proof is because their number is 10. And they didn't jack it up to 11. So the Gemara is now saying, according to Rav Zera, that the reason why you didn't add another bracha on Rosh Hashanah for Rosh Chodesh is because in Hilchas Tefillah, Rosh Chodesh has a different status. And that status is Kolel. So again, if it's Shabbos, there's no such thing as Kolel. We never found that mentioning Kedusha Shabbos in our tefillos could be integrated into some, you know, a tag on, integrated into some other framework, some other bracha. Shabbos always stands on its own. It's never Kolel, and it always requires its own bracha. That's the shita of Beit Shammai. However, with regard to Rosh Chodesh, here we find already a precedent for Kolel. And we're going to apply that to Musaf as well. That's as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned. Oh. Now, just 1 second. So where do we have Kolel with regard to Rosh Chodesh? Why is it that Rosh Chodesh lends itself to Kolel? And that's going to help us understand the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. And the answer is because Yalla V'Yavo is always integrated into a pre-existing bracha. So I'll read it to you here in the note that I have. He says, Mipnei shegam b'chol b'shachris ubi arvis eino omer es rosh chodesh. I would have maybe said eino mazkir rosh chodesh, but anyway, no. Yeah, I'll tell you why. He doesn't want to use the word mazkir because we do mention rosh chodesh, but eino omer rosh chodesh kibracha b'fnei atzma. We never have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Notice, whenever we mention Rosh Chodesh in our davening, it's always, always integrated into a pre-existing framework. Ela mazkir yala v'yovo be'avoda. Lachen, gam kishachal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. So, for example, if Rosh Chodesh would be on a Shabbos, we do not have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh because we never have a separate bracha of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is always sanua, you know, it's always humble and it's concealed, it's always in the back shadows, it's always integrated into a pre-existing bracha. So I'm going to recite the bracha for Shabbos and I'm going to integrate Rosh Chodesh into that bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Akadesh, Yisrael, V'roshei Chodoshim, V'ashabbos. Or the other way around. Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael, V'roshei Chodoshim. Whatever it is. But Rosh Chodesh is integrated into the bracha. And that means that our precedent now for Rosh Chodesh and its status in Tefillah is Chol, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on a weekday. No separate bracha was added to the Shmon Esrei for Rosh Chodesh. Again, I'm not talking about Musav, but I mean to say Shachris and Ma'ariv and Mincha. And Yal V'Yavah is integrated into Avodah. And therefore, even if we're going to have a bracha for Kedushas Hayom, we're not going to set up Rosh Chodesh as a separate bracha. For example, if Rosh Chodesh overlaps with Shabbos, we will not have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh in that tefillah. We'll integrate it into the Mekadesh HaShabbos. Now we get to Rosh Hashanah. He says, O b'Rosh Hashanah, eino omer es Rosh Chodesh bebracha b'fnei atzma. So Rosh Hashanah is not going to break the rules. It's, you know, you could have said, let Rosh Hashanah be like a trailblazer and strip itself of all the restrictions that apply in other days of the year. But the answer is no. Because it's always the same Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, if you're dealing with the dimension of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, then you're focusing all your attention exclusively on Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh does not get a bracha b'fnei atzma. And again, you could always ask the question, why not? But let's accept it as a given. Rosh Chodesh never gets a status of a separate independent bracha. It's always kolel. And even on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh is going to be nechbal hakelim, it'll somehow be absorbed into the tefillos, and it will not deserve its own bracha. So what does kolel mean? Kol means that it's included and integrated into the bracha of Kiddushas Hayom, the middle bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, rather than being recited as a bracha unto itself. So therefore, for example, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we have a principle called Kolel, which is going to allow us to integrate the mention of Rosh Chodesh with Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh overlaps with Shabbos. So in the Brach of Shabbos, we're going to mention Rosh Chodesh. Now you might have asked, well, wait a second, we mentioned Yalav Yovo on Rosh Chodesh, so what do you mean Kolel? I mean, it has its own entity to it, its own identity. It's Azkaras Yalav Yovo, which is totally exclusively dedicated to Rosh Chodesh. Miyom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. But that's not called Kolel. That's Kolel means a bracha b'fnei asa with its own chasima. And in the case of Rosh Chodesh, we don't have an independent bracha, meaning a chasimas habracha, which is exclusively dedicated to Rosh Chodesh. That doesn't exist. Okay. So now we go on. Now Rabbi Zera says, Mitoch shekolel l'shachris v'arvis, and was saying that Rosh Chodesh is always considered kolel. It doesn't have its own separate bracha. And that's true during the days of Chol, and it's also true in the overlap with Shabbos. And now we're going to apply that to Rosh Hashanah as well, that there will not be a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Just like Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha, it's always integrated. Therefore, the number that Beit Shammai was talking about, which was 10, that is justified. You want to add another bracha and jack it up to 11 because of Rosh Chodesh? The answer is Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha. It's always kolel. It's kolel nami b'musafim. Now again, on a very superficial level, I would say that the Chazal, when they organized the tefillos, they wanted a certain uniform tefillah. And it makes sense, therefore, that in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh as a bracha unto itself, because Rosh Chodesh never gets a bracha unto itself. And therefore, Rosh Chodesh is going to be integrated into the Kedusha Sayom, and the Siyum of the bracha, the Chesimus of the bracha, will be Mekadesh Yisrael, V'yom HaZikaron, V'Rosh HaChodashim. And if, let's say, you would have an overlap of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, so we said also there, the bracha will be Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh HaChodashim. So there's no separate bracha with a chasim unto itself for Rosh Chodesh. And the same thing is going to apply in the case of Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, and now in the case of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. And in Shabbos, we're going to integrate the bracha of Rosh Chodesh with the bracha of Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael v'Rosh HaChodashim. And as far as Rosh Chodesh on Chol, we don't have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. We only have an Azkara of Yalav Yovo, but not a separate bracha. So that's called Kolel. Yeah, but we're still a little bit in the dark here, because when do you apply the principle of kolel? When do you not? Let's say, for example, if Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos. So we say that according to Beit Shammai, the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos adds another bracha, and we jack it up from nine to ten. Correct? How did Beit Shammai come up with 10? Because of the overlap between Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos. So Shabbos gets its own bracha. Ah, so that's not so difficult. Because Shabbos gets its own bracha because it always gets its own bracha. It was Rosh Chodesh, never gets its own bracha. So the Gemara says, Umi Islahu LeBeit Shammai Kolel. After all, Beit Shammai insists that if Rosh Chodesh is Chal on Shabbos, Vasanya, Rosh Chodesh Chalios B'Shabbos, Beit Shammai Omer Mispal Shmona. Oh, forget about, see, I was bothered by the question of Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. Let's just talk about Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos. Meaning, my objection was, you know, we blew it away with just a very easy blow. You know, we just puffed on it. Because the fact that Shabbos requires its own bracha, that doesn't prove anything. Because Shabbos always requires its own bracha. But when we get to Rosh Chodesh, does Rosh Chodesh require its own bracha? So let's say, for example, Rosh Chodesh is chal on a Shabbos. Guess what? Rosh Chodesh, according to Beit Shammai, gets its own bracha. V'asanya Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos, Beit Shammai Omer Mispalel Shmona. In other words, he's going to set up a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh in the case where Rosh Chodesh overlaps with Shabbos. So we established that according to Beit Shammai, with regard to Rosh Chodesh, it's never a separate bracha. It's always kolel. It's always incorporated and integrated into another bracha. It takes a back seat. It doesn't deserve full attention. But what are we going to do now with this brisa, according to Beit Shammai, and they require a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh? Beisil Omer Mispal Sheva. In other words, Beisil is going to integrate Rosh Chodesh together with Kedusha Shabbos. So we talk about a case where Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh overlaps with Shabbos, and Beit Shammai require a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, and they're going to jack up the number from 7 to 8. Kasha. So the Gemara basically admits that we don't have a defense, we don't have an answer for Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said that according to Beit Shammai, when Rosh Chodesh overlaps with Shabbos, we're not going to recite a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha, it's always kolel. But yet we have a brisa that says that Beit Shammai say that in the case of Rosh Chodesh Shechalios B'Shabbos, we got to jack it up from 7 brachas to 8 brachas. So that's against Rabbi Zeira. So now, in the Maskonis HaSugya, we go back to our proof that Beit Shammai says in the Braisa that Rosh Hashanah gets 10 brachos, and we don't add another bracha for Rosh Chodesh to jack it up to 11 brachos. So what are you going to tell me? Well, Rosh Chodesh doesn't deserve its own bracha. That's not true, because when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, then we have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, a separate bracha for Shabbos, and we end up with 8 brachos. So once you have that precedent that Beit Shammai maintain that in the overlap of Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh deserves its own bracha. So then, in the case of Rosh Hashanah, where Beit Shammai maxes out, in the case of Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos, at 10 brachos, he doesn't have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So it seems that on Rosh Hashanah, he does accept the principle of Kolel, which doesn't make any sense, because if on Shabbos he rejects Kolel and he requires a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, jacking it up as it were from 9 to 10, then on Rosh Hashanah, every single Rosh Hashanah, we should be mentioning a separate bracha, reciting a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Because again, we're holding now in the Maskonas HaGemara Shtei Kiddushos, that Rosh Chodesh, even on Rosh Hashanah, has its own identity, its own Kiddusha, and therefore it should require its own bracha. You know, when we learn these Gemaras, it's kind of amazing to us. I mean, imagine according to Beit Shammai, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, we're going to actually have 8 brachos. We're going to have a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. And that sounds so foreign to us. I mean, the only thing we know is that in Birkas Shema, you know, we have Atu Yitzarta, but we don't have a separate bracha that ends Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. But that is, in fact, the Shita Beit Shammai. So we have on this case of Rosh Chodesh for Shabbos, we have 8 brachos. And the Gemara thinks, therefore, every Rosh Hashanah should have 10 brachos, or if it's Shabbos, it should have 11 brachos. But Beit Shammai doesn't say so. Now, at this point in the sugya, the Gemara is going to quote a machlokas tanoim regarding Azkaras Rosh Chodesh in the case of Shacharis Arvis U'Mincha when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, B'kolel Atzmo, that whether or not we should apply the principle of Kolel in Shacharis Arvis and Mincha in a case where Rosh Chodesh overlaps with Shabbos, and therefore we will integrate Rosh Chodesh into the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, Tanoi Tisanya Shabbos Shechalios Rosh Chodesh O Becholo Shel Moed. So here's another case where I'm not sure why he leaves out Yontif, but he mentions Rosh Cholo Shel Moed, and he has a separate bracha of Bekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim for Cholo Shel Moed. In addition, is he going to add another bracha because it is Rosh Chodesh? Okay. Is Arvis Shacharis U'Mincha Mispal Kidarko Sheva? So according to Tanakama, we're not going to add a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh, but rather we're going to apply the principle of Kolel. Arvis Shacharis U'Mincha Mispalel Kidarko Sheva. Fine. So we have to figure out where Musa fits into this. That's going to come later on in this brisa. The Omer Me'ein Hama'ora Be'avoda. So he's going to cite Yalav Yavo in the Brach of Avodin Ritze. And Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed that fall out on a day other than Shabbos, let's say, is Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behodah. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer equates Rosh Chodesh with Chanukah and Purim. It's just like on Chanukah and Purim, we add Al Anisim to the Brach of Modim, so too on Rosh Chodesh, we should add the Alaviyovo to Birchas Hodah, to Modim. The Imlo Omar, if he didn't recite or mention Rosh Chodesh, whether it be according to Tanakama in Avoda, in Ritzeh, or according to Rabbi Eliezer in Modim, in Hodah, is Machzirin also. He's got to repeat the Shmon Esrei from the beginning. Ube Musafim, Maschil B'shel Shabbos. In other words, he starts, he gives cover to Shabbos, he says, Psitein Lanu Es Yom, HaShabbos as a Yom HaManoach, as a different Kirsos, Umesayim B'shel Shabbos, Baruch Ato Hashem HaKadish HaShabbos, V'Omer Kedushas Hayom Ba'emtza. And the Kedushas Hayom of Baruch Ato Hashem HaKadish HaShabbos is in the middle bracha. And if he has to mention Rosh Chodesh or Cholo Shel Moed, those should be integrated Ba'emtza in the middle of the bracha. Fine. So this is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, and this is very familiar to us. This is where we feel quite comfortable. Because in the case of an overlap between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh or Chol Shel Moed, then we're going to integrate Rosh Chodesh or Chol Shel Moed into the very fabric of the bracha. Now, as far as where we're going to mention Yalav Yovo is concerned, which is called Me'ein Ma'ora, there we have a slight machlokas between the Tanakhama Rabbi Eliezer, whether it's Bavoda or Behoda. So on Tfilas Musaf, we're going to begin with Shabbos, we're going to end with Shabbos, but we're also going to integrate Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle bracha. And he has a footnote here. He says, "O Shomer Yalviyova be'emtza bracha emtzoyis, O Shomer v'sein v'sitein lano Hashem alkenis yom hamanoach hazeh v'syom Rosh Chodesh hazeh." All right, we're not familiar with this double possibility. I think we have. Check me out on this. I don't think we have Yalav Yovo in Musaf on Shabbos. In other words, if there's an overlap between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, I should get myself a sitter and just double check. All right, all this is Rabbi Eliezer. Now we go on to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, V'Rabbi Yishmael Beno Shel Rabbi Yochanan Broka. They disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. Omrim Kol Mokom Shezokuk L'Sheva, whenever there's Kedusha Sayom, and therefore you have seven brachos, and we're applying this to Shachris and Arvis as well, as Maschil B'Shel Shabbos U'Mesayim B'Shel Shabbos V'Omer Kedusha Sayom Ba'emtza. So before, We had in the case of Shachris v'Arvis, just one second, Shabbos Shechalios Rosh Hashanah, Shachris v'Arvis Mispalel Kedarko, Sheva Brachos. So all you have is Yalav v'Yovo. That's according to the Tanakhama. But according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel, they hold that even in Shachris V'Arvis, after mentioning Shabbos, is Omer Kedusha Sayom Ba'emtza. So what does this mean, Ba'emtza? You have to change the nature of the Shmoneh Esrei. Let's assume Ba'emtza means in that brach of Kedusha Sayom, at some point you'll mention Yala V'Yovo. So what do we have here? We have here the principle of Kolel, according to Rav Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel. They are going to, on Shachris and Arvis, integrate Yala V'Yovo into the bracha of Kedusha Sayom. Okay, that's according to it. But according to the Tanakhama, we just mentioned Yala V'Yovo in Avoda or Hodah, but we don't mention Rosh Chodesh just 1 second. So the question seems to be whether or not Rosh Chodesh should be integrated into the Kedusha Sayom itself. According to Rav Shimon and Rav Yishmol, yes. And according to the other Tana, the anonymous Tana, no. We'll mention Rosh Chodesh to be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Bechol Yom Tein Lo Mein Berchoso by mentioning Yala V'Yovo in Avoda and Odah, but we're not going to upgrade the status of Rosh Chodesh to that of Kedusha Sayom to integrate it into the bracha itself, the bracha emtzayis. Now, what we have here is a machlokes tanoim with regard to kolel, and it would seem that the Tanakhama, if I read this correctly, does not accept the principle of kolel, because he's going to tell you if there's an overlap of Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed on Shabbos, then mispal kedarko, in other words, in terms of the actual Kedusha Sayom Bracha, it's going to be exclusively Shabbos, and we're going to completely ignore Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed. And that, by the way, is true both according to the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer. All the above agree that, again, Musaf, I don't know about Musaf yet, Musaf is a little more complicated, but at least in the other Tefilos Hayom, there will be no mention of Rosh Chodesh in the Kedusha Sayom itself. So Kedusha Yom is now exclusively mentioning Shabbos. And again, if I understand this correctly, we're saying that Rosh Chodesh is not really endowed with Kedusha Yom. We'll call it a Yom HaMiyuchad, it's a special day, but it's not endowed with Kedusha Yom. So we're going to have to fulfill the obligation of Bechol Yom V'Yom Tein Lo Mein Berchosov, and we're going to integrate Yala V'Yovo into one of the other brachas, whether it's Avodah according to Tanakhama, whether it's Hodah according to Rabbi Eliezer. But as far as the, you know, the bone, what's it called, the the main bricks and bones of the tefillah, which is the middle bracha of Kiddush Hayom, no mention of Rosh Chodesh. Whereas Rav Shimon and Rav Yishmael maintain that we have to mention Kiddushas Hayom Ba'emtza. That's an interesting phrase. You know, when he says Kiddushas Hayom Ba'emtza, he's actually referring to Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaShomoed. I mean, we're arguing that the previous shita of both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer is that Rosh Chodesh doesn't have a Kiddushas Hayom. So that phrase of Omer Kiddush Hayom Ba'emtza would be totally out of whack if you were holding like the previous Tanoim, the earlier Tanoim in this Braisa. So again, according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shmuel, we're going to integrate Rosh Chodesh into the very Kiddush Hayom. My Havi Allah. Okay, we'll end with this. My Havi Allah. What's the final conclusion about Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? Do we mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha itself? Or is Rosh Chodesh swallowed up in Rosh Hashanah? Amar Rav Chisda, Zikaron Echad Olalo Lekanu Lekan V'chein Amar Rava Zikaron Echad Olalo Lekanu Lekan. So he's going to say Yom HaZikaron, and with that he's including both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately, because Rosh Chodesh is called Yom HaZikaron. I mean, the strange thing is that how do we reconcile that with Rabbi Dosa? Unless the machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachomim, which really is not a machlokas at all, I mean, it's only machlokas about Tanai, but they're talking about integrating Rosh Chodesh into the basic fabric of the Tfilas Musaf, meaning of the Kiddush Hayom of Musaf. This Gemara, my Havi Allah, I'm suggesting is only addressing the issue of the Chasima Sabroch, where you mention Yom HaZikaron, and that's Ol Lekan Ol Lekan. So the Rashba points out that according to Beit Shammai, we've already proven that if your discussion is whether or not we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. If we would mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, we'd have to have an 11th bracha in Musaf. And that which Rav Zera said, that according to Beit Shammai, Kololim, we have this principle called Kololim es Birchas Rosh Chodesh in Birchas Hayom. The Gemara rejects that from an explicit brisa, that according to Beit Shammai, that Beit Shammai maintained that on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, we have a bracha b'fnei atzmo, we don't have kolel. So the final conclusion is that according to Beit Shammai, it's clear that on Rosh Chodesh we don't have a hazkara. And that's going to help us a lot, because in the Braisa, in the Mishnah of Rabbi Dosa, we came to the conclusion that even the Chachamim agree that Rosh Chodesh has to be mentioned in our Tfilos on Rosh Hashanah. And Kuliyamalo Pligi, from that perspective, that we don't apply this principle of Rav Chizden Rabba of Zichron Echad Ololo Lekan Lekan. But the answer is that if, according to Beit Shammai, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, reflecting this principle called Zichron Echad Ol Lekan Ulekan, then we're going to assume that Beis Hillel would also agree So I'll just read to you what he writes here. Kevin Shrabi Dosis over Shemas Kirin Rosh Chodesh Rosh Shan Umatzinu Shenechlekol of Chachomiv Gaklegabe Tnai. He says that as far as the Ikar Askara Chachom agree, they concede to Rabbi Dosa that we do mention Rosh Chodesh. And the Gemara now asks, my Havi Allah, in other words, do we accept Rabbi Dosa? And that's the Ikar Alocha. We don't find that Chacham rejected, and that would be against Beit Shammai. Or should we say that Divrei Beit Shammai Ikar, and why? And the answer is Shalom Nechleku Shalom Atzinu She Beit Shammai Nechleku Alem Bazeh. We don't find that Beis Hillel rejected Beit Shammai in this point, and they fundamentally accepted the principle that Ein Maskir in Rosh Chodesh B'Rosh Hashanah, and that's all against Rabbi Dosa. But the final halacha that's accepted here is that we in fact don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah because of this principle called Zikron Echad Ola Lakan Ulakan. So that leads us to Omar Rabbah, which is here about, let's say, 15 lines down from the top of Mem Amud Beis.